Production Manager, Intertitle Allotment. Prototype Phase, June 2025, January 2026. About Cement Fields. Cement Fields is a visual art organization working collaboratively with artists and communities to create ambitious new art along the Thames Estuary in North Kent. Our program is an exploration of place and process, defined by the multiple shifting landscapes that stretch along the Thames from Dartford to Whitstable. It's a place where boundaries blur, where busy urban centers sit alongside industrial sites, where waters flow in marshes and wetlands, and the major arteries of rivers and roads connect rural areas and seaside towns. We invite artists, participants, and audiences to use North Kent's unique contexts to ask radical questions and explore new ideas. Through this interaction, we create experimental new art and develop imagination, skills, and pathways in creative careers. Cement Fields is proud to be a national portfolio organization, supported using public funding by Arts Council England and the University of Kent. Our organizational values are generosity, providing a warm welcome to all aspects of our work are inclusive and accessible, experimentation, committed to supporting the creation of experimental, ambitious work, encouraging artists, participants, and audiences to explore new ideas and take risks, complexity, embracing challenge and difference, committed to conveying the complexity of artworks and ideas in accessible ways without losing nuance and resourcefulness, valuing agile and independent thinking, finding creative solutions. Exchange, encouraging and enabling collaboration between colleagues, artists, communities, and partners, valuing and respecting expertise, welcoming different points of view. About the project. Intertitle Allotment is a long-term project by Andrew Merritt, one half of the artist duo Something and Sun, creating a functional artwork and new community allotment on the north coast of Sheppey. The project takes inspiration from the traditional allotment form and expands it into the intertidal zone, the area of the seashore covered at high tide and uncovered at low tide, where tidal movements create a Goldilocks effect, allowing biodiverse habitats to form and a variety of organisms, including algae, seaweeds, funguses, edible flora, barnacles, limpets, mussels, crustaceans, mosses, and lichens to thrive. Unique egalitarian spaces. Allotments are a rare example of self-built architecture that reuses waste materials. The coast is an area where the sea meets the land, a place of great energy, constant change, and rich biodiversity. Intertidal Allotment seeks to embrace these qualities, creating a hospitable environment for people to mix and new ideas to seed and grow. Engaging communities in sustainable food production and biodiversity, the allotment seeks to revitalize traditional methods of food production that have long been part of local coastal heritage and reconnect communities with the land and sea. The aim is to create a modular and sustainable system that responds to the needs of local people and which can be replicated in other coastal locations. Supported by the National Lottery Community Fund through their Climate Action Fund, including a recent £150,000 grant, a two-year program of consultation and collaboration with Isle of Sheppey residents is exploring this innovative new model. Last year, a series of walks and workshops explored the project's ideas and the natural beauty of Sheppey's coastline, and we experimented with different forms and structures. This spring, we installed a variety of prototypes on the coastline, enabling the impact on the local community and ecosystem to be closely monitored. About the prototypes. The initial prototypes were installed in the intertidal zone near Ship on Shore Beach in Sheerness in March 2025, with a further series of prototypes due to be installed in July 2025. The prototypes will remain in situ until January 2026, when they will be deinstalled. We have employed a prototype caretaker who lives locally, who can take care of minor repairs with some advice and support. More substantial repairs and the fabrication of replacement parts will need to be overseen by the production manager. About the role. The production manager is a freelance role responsible for managing all production and technical aspects of the intertidal allotment and its prototypes. This includes an oversight of the current prototypes see above, installation of further prototypes, and the ongoing communication with stakeholders, Swale Borough Council, Environment Agency, engineers, consultants, etc. The production manager will be responsible for their own equipment and are required to provide work and services to a level acceptable to Cement Fields. The production manager will report into the project manager, Emma Leach, and Cement Fields' director, John Davis, working closely with the artist Andrew Merritt. Responsibilities. Wunschecht managing the maintenance of the existing prototypes and the fabrication of replacement parts, and overseeing the fabrication, installation of new prototypes, and working with artist Andrew Merritt and technicians throughout the design and fabrication process. Maintaining an up-to-date project plan that can be shared with Swale Borough Council and other stakeholders. And maintaining an up-to-date risk assessment that responds to any repairs or replacement parts. And maintaining an up-to-date maintenance document, advising our prototype caretaker on minor repairs. Maintaining an inventory of tools and materials in our storage unit in Sheerness. And supporting the management of the production budget for the project. And project managing the deinstallation of the prototypes. Reviewing prototypes' designs, and if necessary support with future planning. Regarding the design, fabricating and installation of further allotment structures and or infrastructure, specific tasks, updating risk assessments for the prototypes, and advising our prototype caretaker on minor repairs, and purchasing tools as needed to top up our prototype caretaker's toolbox, and scoping methods and material options for repairs, managing the fabrication and installation of replacement parts, and contracting fabricators for replacement parts, in close dialogue with Andrew Merritt, and contracting technicians to repair, installation of replacement parts and for the deinstallation, and researching and planning maintenance tasks, emptying the project's storage unit in Sheerness, with support from Emma Leach, transporting and or disposing of materials following the deinstallation, with support from Emma Leach. Timeline. Role covers June 2025, January 2026 in the first instance, subject to possible extension if future fundraising bids are successful. June 2025, December 2025. Maintenance of the prototypes as needed. Installation of further prototypes. Fabrication of replacement parts as needed. Supporting our prototype caretaker with minor repairs. January 2026. Deinstallation of the prototypes. Role specification. We're looking for an individual with the following skills and experiences. Essential. Experience planning and delivering complex installations, ideally artworks. Experience of working with artists, art fabricators, and technicians. Experience of creating risk assessments and method statements. And knowledge and understanding of the necessary licenses and permissions for installing temporary and/or permanent installations or artworks. A knowledge and experience of working with a range of suppliers and freelancers. We're looking for an individual who is based near Sheerness within 3 HRs. Desired. An experience of working on the coast, beach intertidal zone. A commitment and understanding of sustainable and environmental practices. Has their own vehicle which could support in transporting necessary maintenance materials. The contract is split 50-50 between remote working and delivery on site in Sheerness or in London as required. Fee. The fee for the contract is £4,500, based on 18 days of work at £250 per day. Over the 8-month contract, this is based on the following assumption. 6 days of maintenance, 5 days of fabrication and installation, 3 days of project administration, 2 days of deinstallation plan, 2 days of deinstallation. How to apply. To apply for this role, please email the following to info@cementfields.org. A current CV. A brief summary of your relevant experience. Why you are interested in the position. And why you believe you are right for the role. A completed equal opportunities monitoring form, download here. If you would like to ask questions about the role, or have a conversation with us before applying, please get in touch by email at info@cementfields.org. Selection process. The deadline for applications is June 13, 2025. We will be actively reviewing applications as they are received, and we will invite potential candidates for an informal interview on a rolling basis. In the case we find a suitable candidate, we may bring the application deadline forward. Cement Fields is an equal opportunities employer. We acknowledge the structural exclusion in the arts and are committed to equality of opportunity for all, and are actively striving to make our organization more inclusive. We actively encourage applications from those who face barriers to employment in the arts. We guarantee to interview anyone with a disability whose application meets the person's specific hat ION. We welcome flexible working arrangements, including flexible working hours and job shares. Access. This document is also available in large print and as an audio version. If you need this information in any further formats, or if you need to submit your information in a different format to be able to apply, or require us to make any other reasonable adjustments to assist you in the recruitment process, please contact us at info@cementfields.org. Cementfield Suite 145, 7-8, New Road Avenue, Chatham, Kent, Me 46, bbcementfields.org. Cementfields is a registered charity. Charity number 1,122,498, company number 6,272,178. CEST. Supported by RTS Council, England. Supported using public funding by Arts Council England, University of Institute of Cultural and Creative Industries, Kent Ichi.